Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I be of assistance today?
I was trying to do my claim online, but I guess I'm having an error, so it told me to call this number.
Is this a weekly certification or a claim?
Oh, what?
This is a
new claim.
Okay, may I have the social?
424-439-5559.
May I have the first and last name?
Dynasty Davis.
May I have the date of birth?
8/11/95.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
High school, 12.
Do you have a license or a state ID?
A license.
Can you confirm that number, please?
967-6782.
Can you repeat that, please?
967-6782. Mine is up wrong because I need to get this done.
How would you like your payment option, direct deposit or the benefits card?
Direct deposit.
Would this be a checking account or a savings account?
Checking.
May I have the routing number whenever you're ready?
06200019.
May I have the account number?
02-34-03-5141.
May I have your address, please?
4408 Hunter Ridge Lane, apartment 202, Birmingham, Alabama, 35235.
You said 4402 Hunter Lane Drive?
No, 4408 Hunter Ridge Lane.
Hunter.
Apartment 202.
Ridge Lane.
Mm-hmm.
Apartment 202.
Yes.
And what was the zip code?
35235. And that's Birmingham, Alabama.
Okay, let's see. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that, please?
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Are you filing for disaster unemployment assistance?
No.
May I have the last day you work? You worked?
November 2nd, 2021.
Okay, thank you. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or you're a corporate officer for a business?
I don't work for myself. I work for Dollar General Warehouse.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Okay. And are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
60.
What is the lowest hourly wage you are willing to accept?
$18.50.
Do you work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
May I have your job title?
Forklift operator. Put away driver. That's the exact line.
May I have the phone number for your employer?
Yes, it's 205-497-6800.
May I have your employment start date?
5/14/2020.
May I have the city and state the work was performed in?
Baltimore, Alabama.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, yes or no?
No.
Sick pay?
No.
Holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
Okay. And what is the reason you're no longer working?
Because I was on FMLA and they haven't given me a return date.
They did not give you a return date?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. So you were on FMLA?
Yes, I'm pregnant.
So are you just laid off due to medical leave?
They haven't allowed me to come back because of work restrictions. But I'm still employed there.
Okay. Okay, so this would be classified as a leave of absence. And you did request this, correct?
Yes.
The initial leave?
Yes.
Okay. May I have the person who granted the leave of absence in the title?
It's called Matrix. That's the leave of absence center.
No, the individual.
What you mean?
Like the person who granted
doctor?
It.
My doctor?
Not the doctor, the individual at your job or your place of employment.
Marcus Chambers.
Thank you. And his title?
He's my supervisor.
Thank you. And when does the leave end?
They haven't given me a return to work date.
Okay, can you provide a estimated one?
It was supposed to be January 10th, 2022.
January 10th. Yes, that day has already passed.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, can you provide an estimated date for when you could possibly return?
February 2, 2022.
That date has already passed as well, ma'am.
Oh, it sure has happened. So 2/18/2022.
Okay. Do you wish to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for the federal income tax?
No, thank you.
Okay. And let me know whenever you want me to give you the new PIN number.
Oh, okay. Let me see the freaking PIN. Wait. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, that number is 5.
Okay.
995.
Okay. 5995. I have it.
Okay.
Is there
pulling up your
else?
Instructions? Yes, ma'am. There's some more.
Okay.
Okay, thank you for your patience. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also... Go ahead.
You said, what about this week?
It was effect, like, you have to begin meeting the requirements this week.
Okay.
The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center System. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov. And update your online resume. Failure to do so will result in interrupting your benefits. You must
Alabama
be able to
work. Am I going to get like an email or something? Because I got to write this down on Alabama
yes.
Work.
AlabamaWorks.alabama.gov.
Okay. Or can I just go to the Career Center?
Yes.
Okay, I got an application already. Okay.
You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by phone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file over the internet, the web address is labor.alabama.gov. If you choose to file over the phone number you should call each week is 205-458-2282.
And that's to do what?
File a weekly certification so you can actually get the money.
Oh, you have to do that every week?
Yes.
Okay. So that'll start when for me?
2 to 3 weeks.
Okay.
can make your first certification either by phone or internet next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Any failure to file within the next 7 days. I'm sorry, not file. If a failure to receive the booklet within the next 7 days, we'll give you the allocation to call on our inquiry line, which is 800-361-4524. Okay. And you can also call if you have any questions as well.
Okay.
Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you'll be contacted by phone or letter before a decision or claim is made. We have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions at this time?
Yes. I gave you, you said the return date. Am I supposed to actually return to work on that date?
No. That's not. No, you don't have to return to work on that day. It's fine if that was an estimate.
Will I still be qualified for benefits if approved after that date? As long as I call or whatever I'm supposed to do?
Yes.
Okay, I understand. Thank you.
Okay. Of course, and thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too. I appreciate your help so much.
Of course. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.